All right. Welcome to the Doc Washburn Show. This is Donnie Copeland sitting in for Doc Washburn. And I know I've been doing combination shows of the Red Pill Plus podcast and the Doc Washburn Show, but we're going to be doing this a little bit different. We're going to be doing dedicated shows, and I'm just going to be sitting in for Doc while he gets his studio back in place. So he'll probably be out a couple of more weeks, if not a little bit longer. And so you are stuck with me. But tonight we're going to be talking about the worm has turned for President Trump. So really excited about that and what I think the future holds. And we're going to be covering that for a little bit, maybe making some sense for you with that, because the news media is typically is not going to give you the entire story there. So again, we are so thankful that you've joined us tonight for the Doc Washburn Show. This is Donnie Copeland sitting in for Doc Washburn. And we're hopefully going to be making some announcements in the next few weeks for some really exciting things that we've got planned, and hope to be able to share those with you sooner than later. But again, we're so thankful that you joined us. Also, don't forget about our wonderful sponsors. That is Red River Auto, redriverauto.com, the most patriotic car dealership in America. And then our official publisher of all things books here at the Doc Washburn Podcast Network and the Doc Washburn Show. And that is purposemediapublishing.com. And so make sure that you check us out and book a call. We'll get on there with you and show you how you can be published within the next 30 days. Just make up your mind. Money's not going to get in your way. Writing's not going to get in your way. There's no reason. If you want to publish a book, you can do it with purposemediapublishing.com. Also brought to you by MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Don't forget to use that promo code DOC. So again, welcome to the Doc Washburn Show. We're going to be talking about how the worm has turned for President Trump. Now, if you look back, 2 weeks ago, it looked extremely, extremely dire for President Trump. I mean, I don't think anybody would disagree that it looked like it was just impending doom. You know, they finally got him. There's nothing that can be done. It is what it is. The criminals have won. Loretta James and Alvin Bragg and fake Fannie Willis and ingrown toenail, the judge. So just a cast of really, really despicable characters and people with zero integrity. And Loretta James is probably front and center of that. And that is, she's, you know, here trying to sue President Trump over a nothing burger, and then levies it literally was a victimless crime. And I'm not going to go too deep into it, but the bottom line is she accused President Trump of misstating the worth of his estate in Florida, Mar-a-Lago. And she is contending that estate is only worth like $18 million, which by all standards, it looks to be worth $500 million. And so he gets the loan, I don't remember the amount, it was $200-300 million, which is very accurate actually. And the bank gave him the loan, and this is for millions of dollars. So it's not like they're just saying, oh, well, okay, you said this, so it must be true. No, it's their fiduciary duty, the bank, to get appraisals to find out if someone's property is as much as they say that it is, especially on amounts of money this big. But he didn't default. He paid every dime of the loan back, paid it off early, and, of course, no one, there was no one injured. No one had an accusation. No one said, well, we got our money, but this guy's still crooked. There was zero. So what the state of California did, or I think mostly the district of Manhattan, you know, goes and looks up the records and says, oh, you know, in our estimation, which they're totally ignorant and have never held a real job, in our estimation, you overinflated or lied about what your property is worth. Your property is not worth but $18 million. And probably one corner of, you know, one small slice of Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million, with it being worth close to $500 million with a B. And so the bank got all their money, got it early, got all the interest. No one was injured. No one was hurt. No one even almost was hurt. And yet, the state of New York is not only suing Donald Trump for how much he stated that his estate in Florida was worth, but also has fined him almost $500 million. And you, of course, you can appeal that, and he is certainly going to do that. He's going to appeal it. But to appeal that, you have to put it on a bond that is equal, that represents, so get this, the bond has to represent the amount of the judgment. So this judgment is, I mean, right at, it's $467 million. So it's scaring $500 million, $500 million. And then you have to put up a bond, not $500 million cash, $467, whatever, cash, you have to put up a bond that if you were to renege or take off, the bond company's on the hook for the $467 million. Well, no bond company's going to do that. You know, they're not going to, you would have to pay them $467 million for them to put up a bond for $467 million. Well, in that case, you just give them the money yourself. So what President Trump did was appeal that as an excessive bond amount. And basically what it equals to is if you want to keep somebody hamstrung and you don't want somebody out of jail at all, then you set their bond so high they can't reach it. Even what, 10% is the standard rate. But the whole thing is it's prosecutorial abuse is what it is, that you're intentionally keeping people in jail. And or you could even do worse, like the January 6th political hostages who didn't even get a bond here, didn't get a bond set. They're just still sitting in jail over, you know, what now, 600 days, something like that. Just unbelievably corrupt is your federal government. And so Trump goes from last week, you got to have $467 million. Now this week, it's $175 million. And that is extremely, 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 I'll say it three times, depressing. It's extremely unfair. It's extremely excessive. And so it is unprecedented, that $467 million. So the day that he was supposed to kind of let the court know, which was on Monday, what his plan was, the appellate court where he had appealed this decision lowered that bond amount or that bail amount by 67%. And it went from $467 million to $175 million. And those are round numbers as far as the percentages. But bottom line is they dropped it almost 70%, which is still super excessive, ridiculous. But I think what they're trying to do is trying to not have it thrown out because the fines and the bond was so unbelievably punitive and excessive. And so I think that's probably what's going on there. But the bottom line is President Trump can pay the $175, and he was contending that he had the $467. And I don't doubt him. I believe he does, but I can guarantee you this, $175 is a whole lot easier to come up with than $467. So and that just came out of the blue. Everybody's just stunned about that. So I find that to be super, super amazing. The other thing, which I think is just pure gold, is as of today, Donald Trump is worth $6.7 billion. So in the same week that his super duper excessive bond is reduced from $467 million to $167 million, Donald Trump goes from being a probably single or just over $1.5 billion net worth to where he's added another $6.5 billion. And so, or maybe his total $6.5 billion, but in 20 days, he'll be worth another $2 billion. So he's going to be up in the $8 billion of net worth on paper. And a lot of billionaires, their wealth is on paper. It's not in cash. So in 1 week, President Trump has gone from having his bail or bond for the bail be lowered by 67%. And in the same week, his net worth has gone up. Well, if it was two, it's gone up, you know, multiple times. So I just find this fascinating, so gratifying. I wouldn't take anything for it. I think it's the very best thing that happened in 100 years. So here's what I wanted to finish up with for the next 15 minutes or so. And I think this is fascinating. I think, one, I talked about this a little bit the other night, but they'll poo-poo the increase in his net worth. Oh, you know, that's on paper. And I even read an article today that said, Trump is really rich on paper. Well, guess what? Most of those guys are rich on paper. They don't have like shoeboxes full of cash laying around. Give me a break. Secondly, they will go in and say, oh, well, this company's only made, and I did cover this the other night, but I want to reiterate real quick. Well, this company hadn't ever made much money. I mean, they only made $3 million last year. But what they don't tell you is that a lot of the companies that they espouse and that advertise on their networks, and that they maybe even utilize, those companies have never even ran a profit. Not only not ran a profit, they are in the red by billions with a B. And so here's Donald Trump operating in the black, although it's only $3 million. The stockholders see value and worth, and so they reward him with a $6.7 billion payday on paper. So it's a wonderful day to be Donald Trump, and I think there's a lot of good things. I think that's just the beginning of the really good things that are going to kind of continue to unfold as well as they should. We've not had a president be under this type of abuse and targeting since JFK, hands down. We have not. Ronald Reagan, if you remember the Iran-Contra, all the hearings, same things Democrats were doing. So I would say JFK, Abraham Lincoln, JFK, Ronald Reagan, and Donald J. Trump are by far the most persecuted presidents ever to serve in the United States. So keep an eye out on as this bond hearing. And then I'm hearing that the cases against President Trump are really falling flat. And I think we'll have Daniel R. Street on and let him kind of talk about some of that in the coming days. I think that would be really good. But bottom line, and President Trump said this the other day, so the reason Loretta James fined me $467 million, she's trying to get every bit of cash that I had because she don't want me to be able, and I thought that's fascinating, she does not want me to be able to use my cash in my campaign. So basically, it's election interference, cut and dry, that's what it is. Because if the federal government or the District of Manhattan were really interested in justice, then they would say, you know what, to not appear to be, you know, partisan or whatever, we're going to let, you know, for the next, 6 months, the race runs course and whoever's elected, then we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But no, they're doing everything they can, both Republicans and Democrats, to keep President Trump off the ballot. And so I'm not fooled one iota by, you know, the Republicans pining like they like President Trump. I know Tom Cotton come out about something about pro-President Trump. And I'm like, hey, Tom's a little late for that, buddy, because I've heard you too many times be critical, or at least, and here's the thing, I mean, a lot of people don't get. Okay, so maybe you didn't pile on. Maybe you were not vocal, because I can't remember. I do know, here's what I do remember about Tom Cotton. When President Trump was in the fight of his life, he was silent. And as Martin Luther King Jr. said, he said, you know, at the end of the day, when you're able to reflect, he said, it'll be, the only thing worse than the wounds of your friends are the wounds of your enemies is the silence of your friends. And there's no worse feeling than you're in the fight of your life and the people that are supposed to have loved you, have supposed to have been by your side, supposed to have been supporting you all the way, stand silent while a gang beats you to smithereens. And that describes the GOP. Bottom line, you know, cut and dried. So I think not only has the worm turned, I think it's going to continue to turn. These things tend to kind of get their own momentum, but I think the reducing the bond by 67%, I think President Trump getting a $6.7 billion payday. And when I say payday, it's on paper, but he can cash that in. He can use it as collateral, whatever. Bottom line is he's got wealth, you know, like he's never had. So it is fascinating. And again, it takes me back to 2016 to 2020, when every single time from the golden shower, from the, you know, plotting with Russia to the golden showers, all that garbage that the Republicans and Democrats have tried to conjure up on President Trump, it always goes away or it backfires and falls on their own head. And so that is certainly my prayer tonight, that as this worm turns, as things start looking up for President Trump, that the winds come day after day and he sprints right into 2024's election and wins an overwhelming landslide, and we can get this country back on track. Hey, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day today. This is Donnie Copeland in for Doc Washburn, and we will see you probably be back on here tomorrow, but if not, the next day. And this is Donnie Copeland for the Doc Washburn Show. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye-bye.